This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, you dial, feel free to join us here. Our number for you on this live Sunday edition is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
And so tonight, we've got all kinds of interesting stories on the way. Richie, you're going to be telling us about a CEO who is arbitrarily raising people's salaries, and he claims that it's working. We'll get into that story. Also, a Wi-Fi allergy. Definitely want to talk about what that is. And how
that is crack pottery.
Well, we'll see about that. And, and one lady says it's affecting her life. We'll explain. You can share your thoughts with us as well. The toll-free number here is 855-453. We also have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. But to start things out here tonight, we're going to talk about the apparently the okay hand gesture is not so okay anymore, according to
Free Talk Live on the cutting edge of social commentary. This has been a problem, by the way, for like 2 years.
What, the okay hand gesture?
Yes.
It's a problem?
Well, it's a problem for people who have problems. Yes.
I don't remember being 2 years' problem, though.
Okay.
Within the last year, maybe.
Okay, so I've noticed online that young people are using the okay hand gesture, and I didn't know really what the point of it was. I thought it was like, haha, made you look kind of thing. Like what I've seen online of people using it, it seems like they will do the gesture in a way that is not directly like in front of somebody's face, but like sort of down and off to the side. And then if the person looks at it, it seems like they shouldn't have done that or something like that.
It's a restaurant thing, too.
It's a restaurant thing?
You hold it down below your waist, mm-hmm. and then supposedly, right, if someone looks at it, you get to punch them.
Okay. Now, this goes way back, right?
It goes way back.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. But it's the same gesture, and, yeah, it's a gotcha, made you look. Oh, now Mark's making faces. But, yeah.
So I remember from back in the day the okay, you can punch somebody kind of thing with that. This has moved into some other memeified area on the internet, apparently. Are you aware
of this? Oh, yes. It's supposedly a white power symbol.
And my knowledge of that was only after the Christchurch massacre. Like, I didn't know it to be a white power symbol until that guy.
According to the Associated Press, the OK hand gesture...
By the way, if you take the OK hand gesture, you turn it upside down and you look through it like I used to call that Batman. You'd do two of them. When I was a kid, you'd put two OKs over your face. I'm doing it at the thing right now.
Moving the camera there.
Yep. And that would just be a Batman mask.
Yeah, I could see that. Sure.
Not that there's any ears on the Batman mask. I don't know. Anyway, it... Now, if you do one, it supposedly has something to do with the Illuminati.
I was going to say, that sounds Illuminati-esque to me. Because they're all into the one eye or something like that.
And I don't entirely understand.
That's what the conspiracy theory is.
It's everywhere.
Yeah. It's nuts is what it is.
Wait, the Illuminati thing is nuts?
All of it's nuts.
Or the okay gesture and...
So, symbols are, by their nature, obscure references.
Sure.
So
you got to be in the loop.
You know. If somebody makes a hand symbol to be edgy or whatever,
mm-hmm.
that doesn't necessarily... Let's say the hook 'em horns. Are you familiar with this one?
This is the devil's sign
that the hard rockers
metal,
make,
yeah.
right? To your index
horns.
Finger and your pinky finger extended upward with everything else sort of clenched,
right.
You know, as one would clench a fist. Now that is... That's a big deal to people who hunt the internet to find Satanists. But at the same time, just about anybody will make this symbol if you sort of say, you know, it's hard metal or something. You know, referencing hard rock, that you might be able to get anybody to go, you know, with the two of them.
Or if you're a John Cena fan, you do the double.
Okay, okay. Right.
Or whatever this is. And, I mean, like, it's meaningless. if you see me making the you know, the heavy metal symbol with my fingers, I am neither a Satanist, nor can I listen to heavy metal music more than a minute without being upset. You know, like, none of those things is true. If I happen to make the symbol, it's just because I'm doing it as a lark,
mm-hmm.
not for any particular reason. But
that's what they want you to think.
Believe, right, believe that there are thousands of people on the internet that will raise a ruckus. A picture of me with the devil horns on Twitter might very well create all kinds of problems. Or, you know, doing the okay symbol. Or I'm doing these all for the cam. Mm. And by the way, I know all of our listeners are, you know, somebody in our listeners is taking this okay symbol and they're going to do something with it.
Screenshot it and outmark as the white supremacist.
Right.
He
and put
is.
It up on Twitter, and then suddenly I'm a white supremacist.
Cancel Mark time.
There yeah. is a there's an old fat white guy who's made the OK symbol.
You know, if Christopher Cantwell, who is a Nazi white supremacist character guy,
can't talk about white supremacy on Free Talk Live without mentioning Cantwell's name.
Well, people know who, a lot of our listeners know who he is.
Yes.
If Chris Cantwell makes a hand gesture that has been made for decades, or if not centuries, I don't know when the OK symbol came about, but it's been before my lifetime, that, you know, if Chris Cantwell decides to use his hand in some way, I don't think people should flip out and consider the OK symbol to have been completely debased or bastardized. I mean, just because somebody who's a white supremacist uses an old symbol shouldn't mean that they've all of a sudden taken over that symbol. And that's apparently what the Anti-Defamation League would like you to believe, is that
that's just not the world we live in anymore, Ian.
That the okay hand gesture, right. And it's not
because everything's racist,
not just
everything
that.
I disagree with is racist, and everyone I disagree with is Hitler.
They're also going after not just the okay hand gesture, but also a bowl style haircut,
which is so ridiculous
for the Amish.
Or just dorky. I mean, bowl-style haircut.
Who has a bowl-style haircut that's not Amish?
A bunch of Asian people.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, well,
yeah.
And okay, not Amish and white.
Right, because it was a thing in the 80s, wasn't it? The bowl haircut for, like, kids or whatever?
Well, yeah, I mean,
it's an easy way to cut your hair at
right.
home.
You put a bowl over your head. And
you just trim. Yeah.
So that's going
Beatles.
Down. Also, anthropomorphic moon-wearing sunglasses? I'm going to have to look that one up, because I'm not sure what that one even
Mac
is.
Mac Tonight? It's Mac Tonight, the old
McDonald's character.
McDonald's character, yeah.
Among 36 new entries in a Jewish civil rights group's online database of hate symbols used by white supremacists and other far-right extremists.
If I happen to be in a white supremacist group, I would come up with so many symbols that these people just had to outlaw everything. First,
that might be the plan, actually.
Yeah.
If it starts on 4chan, 8chan, or wherever they went to now, that's part of the plan.
I'm going to go ahead and do it right now. I'm going to destroy these liberals and their sites by saying, right now, as I speak, the Prius and the Subaru are the official cars of white supremacists. And now what do they do?
That's what about like the Volkswagen Beetle?
Right. What do they do? They rush off to the car dealer to get rid of their white supremacist cars, because that's what these, you know, little, that's what these little, fleece vest-wearing Democrats in Birkenstocks and wool socks are worried about.
Wow. I have pulled up the ADL's hate symbols database, the hate on display, which they've apparently trademarked.
The ADL, by the way, is
it
now...
It really is Mac Tonight. I can see it from
it
here.
Is, yeah.
Is now a comedy organization. It's a comedy troupe that doesn't realize they're a comedy troupe.
They have, I thought this was going to be a relatively easy to digest list. There's 214 entries on this list. If you want to know what all the damn alleged white supremacist symbols are, according to the ADL, you better get out the study guide, because this is a pretty intense list here.
I mean, some white supremacist out there actually said that New Balance sneakers were the official sneakers of white people. Fortunately, New Balance seems to have weathered this particular storm, but they're great shoes.
Wow.
I mean, white people can afford them.
Maybe, no.
The first page here.
Lots of expensive sneakers out there.
I'm on the first page here. The second one down is 100%. Apparently now if you have 100% or you write 100%, that apparently means that you are an Aryan Brotherhood member or something like that.
Does it mean you're 100% white or something?
Yeah, that's what it is.
I can't even claim to be that. So now what?
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, they don't like the number 12, the number 13, the number 14, apparently. They all have
13's
their...
13's my favorite number.
Well, number 18 is also apparently bad, according to them. 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, you can. This is Free Talk Live. It's ridiculous.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com, and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can, too. GoDark Bags are lab-tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission. Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
History classes start teaching the Constitution around 1776. The foundation of our Constitution goes deeper than that. Without examining the context that gave America its principles and its founding documents, we cannot understand the foundation of our liberty and our constitutional republic. Liberty First University teaches online classes in a way that all ages find compelling, from middle school to law school. To learn more, join us at lfu.freetalklive.com for more details and your invitation to a free webinar on Tuesday at 8 p.m. That's lfu.freetalklive.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away, so I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. So if your number here, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord call-in line rooms over at Discord. www.lrn.fm. Jump into those. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us.
You may have heard of Chris Ann Hall. She's the former Florida attorney and former prosecutor fired after teaching the Constitution. Even though she was ordered not to by her boss, the state attorney Skip Jarvis, she would not stop. She stood up for liberty over a paycheck, and we're going to host a free webinar with Chris Ann Hall on Tuesday at lfu.freetalklive.com. Chris Ann is a disabled veteran of the U.S. Army, a Russian linguist, a mother, and a patriot. She now travels the country and teaches the Constitution and the history that gave us our founding documents. Chris Ann Hall doesn't teach the Constitution. She lays the foundations that show how reliable and relevant our founding documents are today. She represents the genealogy of the Constitution, the 700-year history, and five foundational documents that are the very roots of American liberty. Her belief is that you cannot properly understand or interpret the Constitution without a firm grasp of its very foundation. To learn more about Liberty First University, all the details of our free webinar, visit lfu.freetalklive.com. It's lfu.freetalklive.com. I'm excited to hear about sort of how she relates this to these documents that came over the course of 700 years. lfu.freetalklive.com. Go there now, sign up for the seminar, and it'll be coming here soon.
All right, so we're talking about a New York City-based group known as the Anti-Defamation League. They have now added the OK hand gesture as well as a bowl-style haircut and anthropomorphic moon-wearing sunglasses to a list of over 200 entries of graphics and numbers and such that they say, if you see these things, look out because it may be a racist. They say that the list already covers burning crosses, Ku Klux Klan robes, the swastika, and many other of the most notorious and overt symbols of racism and anti-Semitism. The New York-based group launched the database in the year 2000 to help law enforcement officers, school officials, and others recognize signs of extremist activity.
It seems like the old symbols carry a little bit more weight than the new ones they're putting
Absolutely.
On. Absolutely. A Nazi symbol, burning cross, maybe you can get away with. Bowl haircut, I'm not as convinced.
Quote, even as extremists continue to use symbols that may be years or decades old, they regularly create new symbols, memes, and slogans to express their hateful sentiments, according to the Anti-Defamation League CEO Jonathan Greenblatt. Some of the new entries started as trolling campaigns or hateful memes on internet message boards, such as 4chan, before migrating to Facebook, Twitter, and other mainstream platforms into public forums and flyers. So the ADL has updated its database to include the OK hand symbol, which they say became fodder for a 4chan trolling campaign to dupe viewers into thinking the fingers formed the letters W and P to mean white power. I guess if you did it upside, first you'd have to like then do it right side up and then flip it upside down.
It's 4chan. You're listening quite literally to teenage virgins that are trolling you on the internet.
Yeah, that's the amazing part. The article acknowledges that it starts as a troll campaign.
Yeah.
It is a troll campaign.
But now the ADL says extremists are also using it as a sincere expression of white supremacy.
Well, that changes things.
See, so now you can't troll anymore because it's real. It's sincere. They're real white supremacists that are using these symbols.
Couldn't be that the troll campaign was that effective at its goal of making people look stupid.
Yeah. If you want to weigh in, you can hear the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So they talk about the guy who shot up a couple mosques down in Christchurch earlier this year. Claim is that man, Brenton Tarrant, flashed the OK symbol during a courtroom appearance after his arrest. Tarrant had also had the number 14 written on his rifle, a possible reference to the 14 words, a white supremacist slogan, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Troupe known as the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Director of the Center on Extremism said context is key to interpreting whether an OK symbol is hateful or harmless. He said the ADL had been reluctant to add it to the database because OK has meant just OK for so long, but not anymore.
See, context is important with all of these things.
Oh, right. Yes. Context is important with all of these things.
But no, they're going to put it on the list, and then that's it. Then that's the list. right? No one worries about context when it's on the list. It's like, you make the gesture, you get caught, cancel culture.
You're racist.
You're racist. Done.
At this point,
we live in a world where the goal appears to be to make everybody a racist. I mean, everybody's a racist at this point. I don't mean just all white people. I mean, everybody's calling everybody else a racist at this point.
Well, I'm not.
Well,
maybe you should start, because
enough people are.
Well, because like I said, if everyone's doing it, I'm not trying to get you to like
bandwagon.
I can tell
approach.
You that they're calling you a racist.
I'm not trying to get you the bandwagon. What I'm saying is, if everyone's doing it, then it becomes as ineffective as anything else.
Sure.
Right. It just becomes a throwaway term that has no weight, no meaning, no nothing.
Who's calling me a racist?
People in town don't like that you hang out with. Some people in town don't like that you hang out with Cantwell, so they've decided that you're a racist.
Oh, okay. Well, they also think I rape children, so, I mean, whatever.
Indeed.
They can think
whatever, they can think whatever they want.
They can, yes.
So, I mean, is anybody who talks to Chris Cantwell a racist? I mean, is that the idea?
I don't know. I can't understand this stuff either, yeah. Ian. As you know...
How did you hear about that?
I was talking to one of my wife's Democrat friends. And she's she's saying, well, the Democrats were saying that Ian was appeared on film with blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about, so I can't say it didn't happen.
Oh, I did take a picture of Chris at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. When they were the last day of Pork Fest, Chris came up after Pork Fest was over because he's banned from that particular
event. Just call him Cantwell. Everybody knows him by that.
Cantwell came there, and for trolling purposes, I took a photograph of him from the sort of like a lower angle looking upwards. And
the Pork Fest sign.
Standing behind him was still the Pork Fest banner that they hadn't taken down yet because they were still doing cleanup. And it's funny.
Sure.
To me, at least.
I have a sincere question for you,
yeah.
if I may. It's been talked about a lot how important reputation will be in a libertarian society or in a libertarian community. And so you have these accusations of things that you've done that negatively impact your reputation amongst community members.
Sure.
So how do you respond to that, and how do you balance that with reputation is going to be so important without a state versus these are unfounded accusations in your mind?
I don't know. I mean, I just kind of live my life.
He doesn't care.
Okay.
Do what I do.
Like, if you dig down with Ian over and over again, you'll just find that it really he doesn't care. He would... He just doesn't care.
Okay.
And
that's
so he's going to live like he wants to live, damn the consequences. But I can tell you this. I had a bank account cancel, or basically I was unable to open a bank account because my email address was at Free Talk Live, and so was Ian's, is what I was told by the bank manager. And so, just knowing Ian made it so I couldn't open a bank account.
But if that's the case.
Because I sell Bitcoin.
If that's the case, is reputation really that important?
I think it depends.
You're claiming it's because you sell Bitcoin.
That's absolutely what it is.
But what they told me was basically because I work for a libertarian radio program.
I didn't use those words.
Well, but it's because of at Free Talk Live. I own the business.
You're associated with me. Anyway.
You're just jumping to a conclusion.
No, I'm not. I know absolutely what went on at that bank. There's more coming up here in a moment.
You're there.
Free Talk Live. Yes, I was.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Democrats are busy making their impeachment case against President Trump. One focus is the phone call conversation the president had with his Ukrainian counterpart, urging him to investigate Joe Biden. Louisiana Republican Congressman Steve Scalise.
They've been investigating President Trump for over 2 years and the entire way making baseless allegations. Speaker Pelosi, the day before the transcript came out, was saying that there was going to show that the president broke the law. And then they didn't have any quid pro quo, all of the things that they were saying.
He was on NBC's Meet the Press. On CBS, Pelosi says it's clear the president was putting the squeeze on the Ukrainian president.
You withdraw a couple hundred million dollars worth of assistance to a country and then a couple of days later say, by the way, can you help me with my campaign? In other words, there's a sequencing there.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hello everyone here, 855-453 Like Freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. That's where you can join. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here with us tonight. It's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
Mark, who is obsessed with the claim that he's been discriminated against because he's a libertarian, because somebody wouldn't let him open a bank account at some crappy regional credit union here in Keene, New Hampshire, because he's associated with me. But because your email address is at freetalklive.com, you believe there's some sort of plot against libertarians or some sort of institutional discrimination against libertarians, even though you admitted they didn't say anything of the sort to you while you were opening the account. They didn't say, I'm sorry, we don't serve your kind around here. They didn't say, we don't serve libertarians or we won't open accounts for libertarians. They said, we don't feel comfortable opening an account for you because you know Ian Freeman. And what they didn't say to you was,
no, that's not what they said. They said, because our email addresses matched.
Yes.
And,
which means you're associated with me.
So you both had a Gmail address with the same complaint?
It's insane, no doubt. But if you refuse an account for someone mm-hmm. based on the fact that they work for a business that is a libertarian talk
That's
show.
Not what they told
that
you.
That is what they told me.
Did they use the words libertarian?
No.
Okay, then that's not what they told you. Stop saying they told you a thing they didn't tell you.
They Look, I don't know what to tell you, man. If you can't see that on its face, denying somebody an account based on the business they work for, if the business is a libertarian business, is
they probably don't know that it's a libertarian business. What makes you think they've put any effort whatsoever?
Speculation. More speculation.
You're the one speculating here. You
I don't
think
believe I'm making the biggest leap here.
You'd think they did a thing to you because you have a libertarian radio show. And I'm telling you, you have no evidence for that, which is why you can't do anything about this except for complain on the Internet or on the radio about it.
Well, I could do something. It's just not worth it.
Because you'll lose.
It's a bank account. Why in the world would I spend the time and energy?
I don't know why you continue spending the energy talking about
because
it.
Because you'll spend the energy saying, no, it's not true.
Because
and
you're
I'm not
wrong. You have no evidence.
I have all the evidence I need.
He spent the energy off air, and then you brought it
up
on it.
Yeah, because I'm tired of this crap.
It's not going to stop
me. He's been bitching about it for more than a week at this point.
I have not. Like every minute I'm talking to you, I'm complaining about it?
No, but you kept complaining about it the other day, too. You stood out on my porch for like half an hour complaining about this. As though this bank account is so important to you. As though you've been discriminated against because you're a libertarian, even though there's no evidence for that.
That evidence is on its face. They made it very clear.
Okay.
Except so they didn't.
I'll jump in real quick, just because we're on air now. I don't want to get in between this. From the way you've told the story, Mark, and the way you've responded, Ian, it seems more like not because you're libertarian, but because you're associated with someone who has a bad reputation in town. Right?
You're associated with someone who got kicked out of that bank for selling Bitcoin.
Sure.
And who was associated with another person who got kicked out of that bank for selling Bitcoin. I had a partner with whom I sold some Bitcoin after my account was closed. They closed her account as well. And it had nothing to do with being a libertarian.
Did she have
did not have a Free Talk Live email address.
So there's no relationship to what you're talking about.
Yes, there is, because we were related. We were working together selling Bitcoin, and they knew it because I emailed them about it. Okay, because we were partners selling Bitcoin.
So the bank sphere is more likely that you're associated with Ian and
they
might
think
be
you're
in the
Bitcoin
business.
Okay?
And they don't want to do that.
They don't want to be associated with anybody that might be selling Bitcoin. They don't want to hold an account for someone that they consider to be a money services business. This isn't speculation. I have the document from the bank that says this. Okay, so they're not interested in anybody that might be doing something that could be considered a money services business. Now, whether or not selling Bitcoin is a money services business is a whole other legal question, and I don't think that it is. But their attorneys think that it is, and they're following the advice of their attorneys. So, being an overly cautious, highly regulated institution, they're just playing the overly cautious, highly regulated game of saying, thanks but no thanks, we don't want your account here.
They didn't say any of that to me. What
right.
they said was I couldn't
you can't have
an
account because you have an email address.
And this is,
you
by the way,
yourself
another
times.
Account. I already have an account there. I've done business with this organization longer than you've.
You have not done business with this organization. You're referring to a bank, a credit union that you opened an account at many years ago before I did, but that credit union no longer exists. It was taken over. So what was a very local credit union here to Keene, New Hampshire, called the Cheshire County Credit Union, was subsumed, taken over by a larger regional credit union called GFA. They took over completely. So it is no longer the bank that you had an account at. In fact, is it still a personal account?
What do you mean?
Was it ever a personal account?
Was what a personal account?
Well, what they did with my account when they took over was they converted it from a personal account, which is what I opened with the original credit union, and they converted it to a business account. Now, I suspect that one of the reasons they did that was because they didn't want me to be able to have a membership with the credit union. They didn't want me to be able to have voting rights at the members' meetings of this particular credit union, because the business accounts, at least at the previous union, and I suspect most of them are similar, business accounts do not get a vote at the yearly membership meetings. So if they're allowing you to keep a business account, well, then effectively, you can still do business through their credit
union. I have a personal account. I have a personal account.
Are you sure it's still a personal account?
I can't imagine how it wouldn't be. It was opened in my name.
Okay.
Well,
so it was mine.
Ian just said they transferred his over to business account.
Mine has
Free Talk Live on it as a DBA.
Mine does not.
Okay. I thought you said you had a Shire Free Church account there.
I do.
So you have two accounts there.
I believe so.
All right. You're not even sure.
I think I have more than that because I would have personal.
Why would you need
checking.
Another personal account if you already had a personal account?
Checking and savings.
You had both, or you need one or the other?
You have to have a savings at a credit union to start anything.
So you're saying you were trying to open a checking account on top of your savings account?
No, I was trying to open an additional organizational account, so like business account.
A business account. Okay, gotcha. So anyway, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I'm sorry, Mark, but if they don't actually discriminate you against you overtly, you don't have any case about discrimination, right? If I want to...
That's true about a lot of discrimination.
That's not how discrimination works.
Huh?
That's not how discrimination case work. With a discrimination case, in many cases, you're putting together a preponderance of evidence mm-hmm. to prove a given statement, right? In my case, the one thing they said was, you may not have an account because of your email address.
Yeah.
My email address is the email address of a, you know, at freetalklive.com.
Right.
A known libertarian talk show.
A known libertarian
talk
show.
Not known libertarian. Most people don't know who we are, even within the business. Sorry.
If they don't know that it's libertarian, they're not paying much attention to this community. Free Talk Live is relatively...
How could they? They don't live here.
What difference does it make? They're doing business in town.
Mm-hmm. So does Burger King.
If you decide to deny somebody based on their an organization they're in, mm-hmm. then you bear the brunt, the danger of getting in trouble if that organization is, I don't know, politically or ethnically or, if it was an organization full of gay lesbians, then you're going to have a big old problem, right?
Mm-hmm. But if they didn't say anything about, oh, yeah, we don't want any of you dykes around here, then what's the evidence that they're actually discriminating against
you? So that's the thing. No one ever gets discriminated like that anymore, right? Like even the employer laws, right? No one gets fired for being a certain color or for being a certain gender.
Right, because you'll get held up on discrimination charges.
But
charges still exist, dude.
But you'll get fired for, improper work or showing up a few minutes late,
right.
even though the real reason...
But how do you prove what the real reason
can't.
Is?
That's how the employees get away with it.
That's what I'm saying. They're saying the employees get away with it. They're going to get away with this, too, because you can't prove it.
It's a preponderance of evidence.
You have none of.
If the employer fires every black guy that shows up 5 minutes late but not every white guy, mm-hmm. you can then bring in the preponderance of evidence.
But you don't have evidence like that.
I have all the evidence I need for a case if I wanted to bring it, and I don't.
Yeah, okay. I'd love to hear what an attorney would tell you about that.
I'm not going to spend the money to get a bank account when I can go across the street and get one.
For now.
You want to spend valuable airtime going over and over and over on this, defending yourself because of your actions, I lost a bank account.
Because of my actions. No, it was because of their actions, dude. They're the ones who denied you the bank account. Take some, look at this perspective from the way it actually is happening instead of actually ignoring what's going on in front of you here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You have no evidence. That's why you can't do anything about this. So get over it. More coming up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new paranormal radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the paranormal radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The paranormal radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the loan? The year. How much did you borrow? The amount. And what is the interest rate? Percentage. Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves as we continue here. We also want to make sure you know about local.bitcoin.com, and that is a site on which you can buy or sell Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods, and most importantly, you actually have privacy when you do it. There's no ID requirement to sign up for and use local.bitcoin.com. And the communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. That's local.bitcoin.com. Get started over there trading Bitcoin Cash at local.bitcoin.com. As we go back to your calls, or rather to your calls, Conrad is on the line on our Discord server, a new member over on our Discord server, but not a new listener. He's been a long-time supporter and, I think, amplifier of the show. Welcome, Conrad.
Yes, good evening. How are you guys? It's been a while.
Pretty good, although Mark's got me all fired up. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got comments on that, but I'll save them for after. What I wanted to talk about was how I learned to stop worrying and love fiat currency.
What?
Wow, let's hear it.
Yeah. So, well, you know, I keep hearing two arguments.
No.
Well, a little. So I keep hearing two really big arguments from everybody about how the world is going to end. One is how fiat currency is going to over hyperinflate and the whole world is connected now to the one currency and it's going to collapse and it's going to be everybody eating the dog and the whole world and you better stock up on ammo and MREs and it's all going to go to pot.
I think there's a reasonable argument for that. All right.
Okay, and then the other argument that people sometimes in the exact same breath will say is, oh my God, automation is coming and we're not going to have any jobs. What are we going to do? There's not enough work for everybody. Everyone's just going to be sitting around while the robots do everything.
I think at some point we will move to that, but I don't think it's something to worry about in our lifetimes.
So I think these two things are actually connected.
Okay.
So if you – so people always say a fiat currency isn't backed by anything, and I don't think that's entirely accurate. So what
– full faith and credit of the United States government, at least for the dollar.
Yes.
Well, it's backed by the slave labor of taxpayers.
Not exactly.
It's not backed by anything.
No,
you can't
exchange
it for something, so therefore it's not backed.
Well, I exchange it for things on a daily basis when I go shopping.
So one of my big awakening moments, and I've since obviously left a lot of their stuff, but y'all remember the Zeitgeist movie from like 2009 or whatever?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
They blew my mind when they went over how fiat currency worked, and I just couldn't accept it or understand it. It didn't make sense to me, and I spent a lot of time and energy thinking about how that works. And basically what they went over and what they described is that the backing of a fiat currency is debt.
Yeah.
It's debt. It's backed by debt.
Yep.
The currency is backed not by the United States taxpayer, but by the holders of the currency.
Okay.
And once you realize that, it all comes into place. Okay? Those who hold and use that particular fiat currency back the value of that currency by their entire wealth, which is denominated in that currency. So legal tender law is involved. Let's say I'm forcing us to use my funny money, okay? And there's only ten funny dollars. There's only ten funny dollars, and it's just you and me and the economy, okay? Now, I make hamburgers and you make shoes. If you've got five hamburgers and we've got five pairs of shoes and only ten funny monies, the money is representative of the hamburgers and shoes. It's because you can only trade the funny money for the actual products. Because those actual products can only be traded for the funny money is then backed by the wealth. And so if somebody were to come in and start making twice as many shoes, but we didn't increase the amount of funny money, it would have an effect on the economy. Or if I were to just make more funny money concurrent, at the same time as the more shoes, as the production goes up, do you understand where I'm going with this?
It sounds to me like what you're saying is that it's the belief in the government's fiat money that backs the fact, you know, the fact that people believe in it, that they are able to use it, that they do use it. If people were to stop believing in it and stop using it, then it wouldn't be worth what it is.
What I'm saying is that currency is a tool. Okay, it's a liquid medium of exchange.
Sure.
Something which is artificially scarce, like gold, is a fine thing to use when that's the only technology you have. But the gold itself doesn't actually have any value. It's the only reason it has any value.
If you say that gold has no value, then nothing has any value.
Well, the gold has value because it's useful in The gold has value because it's useful in various industrial purposes. I mean, you can use it in PC board manufacturing and connectors.
There's no objective value.
But the same thing's true of hamburgers.
That's the primary value of gold.
Right.
All value is subjective.
Yeah, value of gold. Aluminum is more useful than gold, but it's because of the scarcity of gold.
Well, it depends. I mean, gold is a great conductor. I don't think aluminum is as good of a conductor as gold, is it?
No.
You know, I'm not sure.
I'm pretty sure it's not.
Gold
is a great conductor, and it's also very
pretty. I don't think that the proportional value of gold is relative to its amount of
electricity. That makes it valuable to the user.
Right. The things that give things value is supply and demand, right? And gold has a relatively low supply compared to, say, aluminum, and a relatively high demand for a variety of reasons, much of them ornamental and some of them industrial.
Well, the supply of dollars is infinitely expandable, unlike the supply of gold.
Infinitely expandable, but not infinitely expanded. So this is my point. And so just follow me, because this is the big thing which is going to make you go, oh my God, debt is good. And this is going to blow your mind, okay?
Sure.
So it's those who are holding the dollar back its value with their wealth, because their wealth is denominated in dollars and transferred for dollars. So the more people who have dollars in their hands, the more when you have dollars in your hands and then I print more dollars and buy wealth with those newly printed dollars, what is happening is an effective transfer of actual wealth from you, the currency holder. The wealth is transferred to me, who prints out the new dollars.
That's correct. Right. Yes, that's why it's a hidden tax.
Tell me, in this global economy, in this global world, who is the primary holder of U.S. dollars?
The Federal
not
Reserve?
Not taxpayers. Not U.S. taxpayers. We go out of our way to go around the world putting those dollars into the hands of third world countries everywhere.
Okay.
And when they switch production from a plow to a machine, that excess productivity creates new value. So then we go and print more dollars to represent the new value. We are siphoning the excess productivity.
So you work for the Federal Reserve?
World. I'm sorry?
Are you saying you work for the Federal Reserve? You said we are siphoning. You saying you work for the government? Do you work for the government? Because
no,
I'm not siphoning. I'd just like to be clear.
I have language.
I don't siphon anybody's wealth by using the dollar. It's the federal government, the Federal Reserve, that siphons people's wealth. And you're right. They are absolutely siphoning the wealth of people in third world countries. And they're siphoning the wealth of people that are in trailer parks in
and
the U.S.
And why is that good?
And they're siphoning.
Yes.
Yeah. This is not good.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's right. It's morally apprehensible. I'm saying it's terrible, but it's incredibly effective.
But if you're the holder of U.S. dollars, like you said, you've been converted to fiat, right? So where does the benefit for you?
What you should try to do is get a debt in U.S. dollars as quickly as possible.
Okay.
Well, holding U.S. dollars is how you have your wealth transferred away from you. Holding U.S. dollar debt is how you. It's the opposite. Debt is wealth. If you can,
that's a crazy statement. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. Are you talking about how Mark pointed out last night on the show how if you have, like, let's say a home loan, you get a $200,000 home loan, and then the government inflates the currency to where, you know, the money isn't worth as much anymore, makes it easier to pay off. Is that what you're saying? Okay, but you're still 100%. Just benefiting from the scam that the government is pulling.
Yes, yes.
Okay, well, I'm not okay with that.
I'm not okay with it either. Hey,
Why are you on the air advocating for it if you're not advocating for it?
I'm explaining to you how it works.
I know how it works, and it's a scam.
So
Yes, it is.
It's a scam. Okay. People think that they're going to hold value, and they don't.
It is a scam. I believe that I am presenting new information here. I agree with you that it is a scam.
Yeah, it is not new information. Okay. We covered this last night, but I appreciate the info.
So it is a scam, sure. Well, I'm not going to argue that. But if you believe that that's where the system is going, right, then it does behoove you to take on as much debt as you can now by getting things, right, items, buy the house,
buy the car. I don't think there's anything wrong with if you want to do that. I personally don't feel comfortable getting into debt, period. Okay. I don't want to be in that position.
So, right, but it's a beneficial position if the dollar crashes.
If the dollar crashes.
Yeah. Conrad.
The dollar's not going to crash. It's not going to crash.
Well, it could.
That's the new information I'm giving you. There is more
famous
excess
last words.
Hold
man.
On, Conrad.
Famous
I got we got it. Hold on.
Stand
I,
by.
I do not believe you.
We'll bring it back here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The dollar's lost 96% of its value in, the last 100 years? It's already crashed, and it's going to continue to crash. Is it going to crash harder? That's really the question. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2's coming up.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.